Good morning to everyone. Thank you very much for inviting us to be part of this workshop in the specialist panel. We are very pleased to be here. Thanks especially to Atos team that has taken the initiative of inviting us to this workshop. May I present myself? I'm Ana Duran, the CEO of InnoBooster. InnoBooster is a private innovation agency that helps entities to present their proposals to the European Commission, to H2020 program. Also, we are used to be sometimes partners in these H2020 proposals that we are presenting. When we are partners, we take mainly responsibilities like market studies, workshops, leadership, European policies analysis, software development, of course, communication and dissemination activities, etc. Well, the reason why I have been invited to this workshop is because of my previous experience as a coordinator and as a partner in different EU projects related to public procurement of innovation. Some of the conclusions of these projects are written in this presentation. Well, let's start. Public innovation share. Alright, the total public expenditure is 2,400 billions of euros. This means like almost 20% of the total European expenditure. This is not a market niche. This is a really and very important piece of the total market cake. We should take in account this because it's very important. The public purchasing power, it's enormous. Actually, for small and medium companies, it is particularly interesting because having a contract with the public authorities make them being much look like a secure investment. So it's much easier for them when they already have a contract with a public authority to raise money, because investors believe that this investment is much less risky. It's also very important for public authorities to work very close to their providers, to their suppliers. Why? Because that gives better outcomes. This makes the results much better. The products are much properly aligned with the customer's needs and requirements. Actually, the objectives of PPI in eHealth is to transform eHealth solutions through dialogue. The tools that we actually use normally for getting to this, getting involved in this dialogue, and get to improve those solutions are, well, quantitative and qualitative surveys, many workshops, community of learning visits, networking events, and of course co-creation sessions, among others. There are six types of challenges that affect eHealth PPI. There are the legal aspects, the social aspects, the financial aspects, the technical and managerial aspects, the questions related to the difficulty of identification of unmet needs in eHealth, and, well, the questions related to the difficulty of implementation of procurement of innovation practices. All right, let's start with legal aspects. Regarding the legal aspects, the main problem is bureaucracy inertia. Public structures are really not adapted to PPI processes. Furthermore, the political environment doesn't favor PPI. Why? Because, well, this is very oriented to the short term, and PPI needs a wider time lapse than traditional procurement. And also there is, it's very important to take in account the fragmentation of the legal frameworks all through countries, and the general concern of the privacy and confidentiality of the data. So, can you see this this tree? Well, the main idea that I would highlight in legal aspects will be that we have to think in the long term. If the planner of this garden would have thought in the long term, this wouldn't happen. Regarding social aspects, well, the most important problem is fear of change. Actually, the public sector is supposed to procure the safest options. And actually, the safest products are never the most innovative ones, because the most innovative products need to have many trials in order to confirm that this is what the user really needs, etc. And this is adapted to the its use. So, well, how to overcome this challenge? Well, I would say that tolerance for mistakes and trials is required. We really need to increase our tolerance to mistakes and give buffer margins in the projects, in PPI projects. So, as Charles Darwin said, it is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent, but the one the most responsive to change. I absolutely agree. Regarding financial aspects, all right, what would a person, financial person, say if they wouldn't, don't want to adapt to this public procurement process, public procurement of innovation process? Well, first they would say that this could end up being more expensive, maybe. Well, second, they would say that the return of investment is lower because of the risk that is higher. So you're taking more risk for less or not that much results. And also, this person would say that the startup costs are very high, which is a real barrier. All right, actually, I absolutely agree, this is also a barrier. But the way to overcome this challenge is, on one side, from the perspective of suppliers, when they do the demonstration, the product demonstration, they have to focus much more in the financial perspective. Not only in the excellence of science, or, well, the science point of view, but much more in numbers and results, and make a plan for possible errors and make a plan for the next trials and the next steps to overcome any problem that can arise, because a PPI project is much more risky regarding this than a traditional procurement process. In the other side, the authority, the public authority, must commit part of the budget to small pilots, to pilots. They have to commit part of this budget, because if you don't give the chance to the pilot to the project to start to be tried, to the solution to start to be improved, this doesn't start. So let's give them this part of the budget, and let them give some, let them do those trials in order to have mistakes that are less dramatic than if you implement the whole project with the whole department or a whole area. So regarding financial aspects, I would say maybe the investment looks higher. Well, maybe that's true, but your future self will thank you for it. So take the risk, think in the long term. This is a long-term investment, and if you think in the long term, the return on investment is much higher. All right, regarding technical and technical challenges, well, the main technical challenges are, first, the loss of humanity of the solutions. Second, the interoperability through systems, that is a real challenge. And third, the big data management, again, the privacy of data. Okay, this is a reality, those are challenges. Actually, there is a real need to have clinically validated e-health solutions. But if you think that twice, if it was clinically validated, it wouldn't be a new solution, right? That's not new. That's already validated and proven. So, well, this is such a challenge. Regarding the management challenges, I would say that mainly the most important challenge is the organizational complexities and the lack of motivated personnel. Well, this is absolutely important. The strategy to overcome those challenges would be, first, to appoint a leader, an innovation leader that could lead within the organization all the teams involved. Second, involve the right staff. All the staff that will be related to this project should be involved. And third, to give incentives to motivate this personnel, and to give training to empower all the people that will be involved in order to make that easy for them, make them be more self-confident and able to understand the whole process, have a holistic point of view. And of course, as I always say, the last important thing, to leave space for mistakes. So yes, actually the complexities are very important. It seems very difficult to implement PPI processes, but the results can significantly impact a healthcare service. Okay, regarding the identification of unmet needs, I would say that usually public authorities fail to identify their unmet needs until this becomes an urgent and real big problem. So, as we said, PPI provides solutions, but in the long term, not in the short term, not to urgent problems, but in the long term problems. So this is quite difficult to face. So public authorities really, what they actually need is a permanent structure to support this process, where they can just get feedback continually from the users and suppliers in order to design the solution in a proper way. So they have to involve end users in every step of the development of the solution, from the concept till the design of the last little functionalities. They have to involve those end users, and this way, this is a co-creation technique that will guarantee that the product really is absolutely adapted to the needs of the buyers, and actually that the buyers are willing, absolutely willing to purchase it. Well, I would say regarding this challenge, I would say that, like in most of the problems, the real problem is under the surface. So really like 9/10 of the problem is usually below the surface. So let's study in deep the needs of each product so that we are conscious of the complexity. When you're conscious of the complexity, you higher your tolerance to mistakes. So regarding this last challenge, the implementation challenge. Well, the main implementation challenge comes from two sides. One side is the authority, public authority side. The other side is the supplier side. Okay, from the side of the public authorities remain very traditional procurement oriented. They always do their tenders in a way that discriminates SMEs. They put just requirements like 3 years of experience in blah blah blah. Well, how can they have this experience if we are really talking about an innovative solution? Most of the SMEs usually don't meet this requirement and are out of the possibilities of participating in those tenders. Also, most of the innovation comes from SMEs. From the other side, well, from the side of the supplier, I would say that there is lack of evaluation criteria for innovative projects. Driving an innovative project doesn't mean that you have to lose control of it or you cannot really evaluate it because it has to have many trials, so you never know. No, this doesn't mean that. Suppliers have the duty of giving this evaluation criteria. They have to provide detailed information about the project. It's okay that they give buffer margins that done to traditional projects, but they have to really detail very well and explain how they will evaluate the results of the project in order to facilitate to public authorities this evaluation process. So let's just try to sum up this challenge. Well, imagine this picture. Imagine how much more this tree could have grown up if it had more friendly framework. Much more, right? Like twice or three times more probably. Well, this is the objective. Public authorities and suppliers need to facilitate a friendly PPI framework in order to align to their future purchases with their future needs. All right, so let's say that public innovation processes are tough, but are much more rewarding in the future, in the long term.